Okay, we are on the bottom of Tav Zayin Amud Aleph with the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Zechorim v'shuos v'nedarim v'chorim v'nedarim v'shimim v'shuos. So this is the chumrah that exists by shuos, it doesn't exist by nedarim, and a chumrah that exists by nedarim, it doesn't exist by shuos. We're going to see if this is a new point, or if this is maybe seen as the Gemara as like an extension of an original point that was being made in previous Mishnayos. So Ketzah, what do we mean? Amar konam suka shani osa lulav shani notel tefillin shani maniach benedarim aser b'shvuos mutar she'en yishpain lavur ala mitzvos. Right, so if a person says, "I'm taking some type of oath, not to make a lulav, not to make a sukkah, not to pick up a lulav, not to put on tefillin." So if you say that by nedarim, so that works. Meaning you have now forbidden yourself, presumably you forbid yourself to the sukkah, forbid yourself to the lulav, and forbid yourself to the tefillin. And that you can do because you can make a chefza aser to yourself, right? That you can do. This chefza is aser to me, this item. Right? But by shvuos, so that works, and therefore you can't use those items. But by shvuos, mutter. But by shvuos, it doesn't work, right? When you say those phrases, it doesn't work. Why? She'en yishban la'avor la'mitzvah. So he didn't say because you didn't make the item, because a shua doesn't, that's not a shua. The point is, if you do this in the, in the way of a shua, meaning to make the practice forbidden to me personally, even then it's not going to work. Why? Because I can't make a shua to violate a mitzvah, or make a shua not to perform a mitzvah, it sounds like. So to do that is not permissible. One interesting note, just in terms of the, I don't have an answer to this, I looked around, I couldn't find it. In terms of the list, one of them is a little different than the others. Sukkah shani osa, right? It's a big shaila. It's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. Right? It's a mitzvah to sit in sukkah. Right? Mitzvah shani osa, it's interesting, the language there. But okay, fine. The best are the action. Nitila sulav hanachas tefillin. Right, but asiyas sukkah, we assume, according to almost all Rishonim, I think there's no mitzvah of sukkah, to build a sukkah per se. But maybe this is, if you wanted to argue that maybe there is, maybe this should be your proof.
I could just see everybody having a sukkah for each individual. It's got to be exact right time. In their own sukkah outside.
Pass the salt for three sukkahs. Yeah, exactly. So sukkah shani osa, there's a conversation about the mitzvah. Do you make a bracha on building a sukkah? So I mean, this Mishnah might be a raya for that idea. But anyways, okay.
There's a note here.
Yeah, what is that?
Quotes from Rishonim. Okay, it says the Neder doesn't forbid a person to make a sukkah, but to dwell in it.
Uh-huh.
The term make in this context reflects the scriptural verse containing the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah, and it quotes the pasuk in Dvarim Chag HaSukkos
Tasa.
Chashivash Yamim, literally, you should make the festival. Then it quotes the Hamik She'eva, see there, and Amin Nezer, for discussion of whether there's actually a mitzvah to make a sukkah.
Okay.
Torah Shulchan Aruch quote the Neder as Konam, Sukkah Shani Yoshev.
Right.
Actually changed the
language. Okay. For that reason.
Didn't see the Bach.
Good, okay, good. So yes. So the answer is it does raise the questions of the Rishonim. Okay, good. All right. So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says Tazayim and base. Chomer Michlal de Nederhu. So the Gemara is making an assumption here, right? That there is some type of look at the Ran down on the right side of the page. Michlal de Nederhu, right? De Medikatani de Beshvua Chamura Mi Neder Mashma de Beneder Nami Ika Isura Ela de Lo Chamer Keshvua. Right. So Chomer Michlal de Nederhu, meaning it implies that there is, since we've quoted that there's a Shvua that's more Chamer than a Neder. There's implication that there's a nether also, which is also usur, right? But not as chumr as a shvua, right? That somehow, that even when sometimes something is not technically already, considered usur, right? But there's something that's been activated here in a negative way, in some way. And you did something, right? However, v'ha mutar katani. But the Mishnah said that if you do all these things, right, what's the lacha? Mutter. Peshuas mutter, right? So if it's mutter, that's not a chomer, right? It's not a something that's more chomer, that's one's mutter, one's aser. Chomer is like one's a 70, this one's an 80, right? So like this is 80 and zero, right? So what? You know, why do you call it, if it's a mutter, why is that a, you know, how's that a chomer? So answer the Gemara, no, asefa the idach bava katani. No, because this is really, Mishnayos in general are built really one on top of the other, right? So we're moving through our order, right? Or moving through the Mishnayos that are really sort of connected to each other. What do we mean? Because what do we say? I saw in our previous Mishnah, shuvo she'eni yashen, she'eni medaber, she'eni mehalech, aser, zeh chomer b'shuvos min v'nedar. Right? So we saw the case before, right? Person takes a shuvah, they're not going to sleep, they're not going to speak, they're not going to walk. So that's aser, right? And then korban lo ochalacha, ha korban, etc. was mutter. But the point here is that we have a case where shuvah is, where's aser, right? And that is a chomer of shuvos from nedar. And that's why, you know, that's the case that's aser, and that's why it's more chomer. But the point being that, yes, it is, if you're just within our specific mission that we cut out, so you're right, it's a problem. You don't understand that. But if you compare it to the previous Mishnah, so then it makes more sense. Look at the round again. I'll say for the idach katani la katani la shuvah she'eni yashen she'eni medaber she'eni mehalech aser ubaha shayach lemeimar chomer b'shuvos min medarim. In that case, you can say that's a case where shuvos is more chomer than medarim. The nidra miyai havim midra abanan. Okay, because why? Because the in that case because you still have a neder midrabanan, right? Ukravina the ukma le'el bebayachel midrabanan, right? Because we mentioned even earlier, right, on the daf even before that, daf tazvav, that some of these cases, right, even if you tell me that they're not totally a total shua, but you're going to still not a neder midraisa, but you still have a problem about a bayachel midrabanan, especially by the case of yashin, right? The concern for the person who's gonna. Maybe he's going to fall asleep, etc. He says he's not going to fall asleep. Maybe he will fall asleep. So maybe it's us already, right? Midir Rabbanam. V'naket la'ashas la'hai peruka aliba d'ravina mishum de'kushta d'milsa kavasehi. Right? D'bayachel d'masin is d'Rabbanam karma. And they're following the approach of Ravina because, again, it just makes sense. And it works well with him. The bayachel of the Mishnah is a d'Rabbanam idea. Fine. So therefore this idea of chomer is okay because we're still referring to reflecting in the past some of these cases that are usser, you know, midrabanan, even though, you know, midaraisa their mother. Okay, fine. Continues the Gemara. Chomer benedar mimishuos ketzar. Right? So the Mishnah there asked, how does that work? And gave all of our cases, sukkah, tefillin, lulav, etc. So says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Masni Amr of Gidel Amr Rav, Rav Tavyomi Masne, Amr of Gidel Amr Shmuel. So they're either quoting, Rav Gidel is either quoting Shmuel or Gidel is quoting Rav. But either way, they ask the following question. Minayin she'en yishpan lavor ala mitzvos. How do we know? Right? You told me, said the Mishnah, that by a Shua, it doesn't work. Right? They say, I take a Shua not to do X, Y, Z mitzvah. So how do I know that it doesn't work? How do I know? Why not? Why can't you take a Shua to do that? Say you can take the Shua, it's wrong. And when you do so, so now you would if you did the mitzvah, you violate your shvuah. Okay, you can just say that. You can say it's the wrong thing to do, and you violate your shvuah, and you don't get the mitzvah, and that's your fault. But either way, you could imagine a world where taking a shvuah not to perform mitzvah still is chal. It just causes repercussions that are not good for you. Right, so why don't we say that? If anything, you say maybe you deserve it. Right, you decided to take a shua not to fulfill a mitzvah. But you say it's not true. Tam lomar lo yachel dvaro, because the pasuk says lo yachel dvaro, which really means you should not make your words chulin. Right, you shouldn't violate your words. Your words are holy, and you make them into valueless by violating your own word. That's what lo yachel dvaro really means, right? But the Gemara makes a drasha. Devaro lo yachel, ava meichal hu lachavte shemayim. Right? You can't violate your own word, but if you made a shua to do something that is against the halacha, so then we can make it meichal. We can make it chulin. We can make it violated. Right? You're allowed to violate it. In that case, those you can. Right? Devaro. Right? Yours. His. He shouldn't violate his own word. Right? But chavte shemayim he can violate if he made such a neder. Right? Okay. I understand why you're saying that. By neder, I understand. You said it because the pasuk says, if you take a neder, lo yachad varo, fine. But if that's true, shua nami. Aksiv, o yishavah shua l'Hashem, lo yachad varo. By the language of shua, the Torah also says the word lo yachad varo. So you told me that I can't take a shua, I can't take a, you know, if I take a neder, no, tefillin is forbidden to me. Right? So that doesn't work, right? Doesn't work. Why? Because you can be meachad, you know, chefse shemayim. So that's true though. So the same thing by Shua. Shua also says lo yachad varo. So I should say even if my words about myself, right, that I asked it on myself, the mitzvah of tefillin or the mitzvah of sukkah, etc. I should say the same thing. Lo yachad varo. You can be meachad the chefse shemayim or the, you know, the actions of shemayim, whatever you know, however you want to call it. So Amar Abaye, no, what's the difference? Ha da amar hanas sukkah alai, ha da amar shavua shalo ehene mina sukkah. Right? What's the difference? So Abaye says, it depends what you said, right? You know, if you said that hanas sukkah is forbidden to you, right? So then that's one thing. But if you said shavua shalo ehene mina sukkah, right? You take a shavua not to get benefit from the sukkah, that's something else. Look at the Ran, right? Look at the Ran explains. Had Amos Hanar Sukkah Alai, Had Amos Shuah Shal Enemi Sukkah. Kolomar, Savaruhu, the La Hashem Lo Kai Ashbua Ela Ki Yidor Neder. So, I mean, why is that? Right? I could have said L'Yachad Varo in either case, right? Shua and Neder. So, what's the Svar to say that it should only apply to a Neder and not to a Shua? Why is that? Kolomar, Svaruhu, the La Hashem Lo Kai Ashbua. Lokay Shua El Kiyidor Neder, only by Neder, Mishum, the Neder Bidinu Shiachul al Dvar Mitzvah. Right? So as we talked about many times, because the Neder is only chal on the item itself. Lefishu Osar al Atzmo Hana Sukkah. Right? Because he forbids in himself the benefit of the sukkah. Shalosho Neder Kahu. That's the language of Neder. Vein Machilnes Adam Davar Ha Asrlo. And I can't make a person use something, right? He feed himself, but the point is give them something that is forbidden to them. Right, which, well, okay, by the way, it's going to. Once I can't get better from the sukkah, ooh, I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. But it's two steps, right? The first one is you make the sukkah asr to you. Oh, so I can't make a person, you know, do something they made asr to they made asr to themselves. It's going to then lead you not to fulfill the mitzvah, right? Avalashon shvua hanu shelo eshev basukkah velo kohemenu lafki atzamay mitzvah sukkah shehu mitzvah ba. Right? That you can't do. Right? So, again, it's still sort of a technicality. But the point is that if I Asr myself, you know, I'm saying it this as two-step point, but I don't know if the Rambam necessarily agree with this exactly, but right, I think it's true, right? By the sukkah, if I say I made the sukkah forbidden to me, which is the Lashon Neder, so now I say I made the sukkah forbidden, I can't access the sukkah now because I made that forbidden to myself, and because of that, I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah, right? But if I say I take a shavua not to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, that is not something I'm allowed to do because I am, by definition, a mechuyev b'davar. I'm chayev in the mitzvah. So I can't release myself from the chiyev. I can asr the item, and now that forbids, now I will, now it's going to happen when I go to fulfill the chiyev, I'll be unable to do so. But I haven't tried to, you know, remove, it's almost like trying to remove, you know, all mitzvahs. Like you can't, sorry, it's stuck on you. Like the lock is in place. You will never be able to remove the old mitzvahs. That is on you, right? But to say that that physical item is forbidden to you, that is not the requirement of mitzvahs per se. That's just the way you get the mitzvah done. So if you asr all the items for getting the mitzvah done, so fine.
When you're asr like tefillin, you're asring every pair of tefillin, not just
this one. So I was going to say that, right? It's still true, right? I mean, this isn't just because you asr that pair of tefillin, right? Correct. So in that sense, it makes it harder to understand. Mm-hmm. But it's still, I think the point is it's still different.
Right.
Meaning, you know what I'm saying? Like, because Jerry's point is, but wait a second, you made every pair of tefillin asr. You made every sukkah asr. So what do you mean? What's the difference? I've made it impossible to ever fulfill this mitzvah. The answer is, that's correct. And maybe it's interesting, like a Kashkafic point, I don't know. But like, you still didn't say, you still don't have the power to say, I am not, I cannot fulfill, I'm not unwilling, I forbid myself from doing something that Hashem requires of me. Mm-hmm. As a chiyuv for the gavra. That you can't do.
Yeah, it comes back.
Right? To the interesting, it's an interesting, like hashkafic concept.
The question would be is if you're ushering everything that exists now, so if a new pair of tefillin is created, is that still ushered to
you? It's still ushered to you. Right. Right. That would be a good shayla. Right. Now that would be actually real nafkamina. Right, like that. If a new tefillin, pair of tefillin is then created the next day, someone makes tefillin, is that, but we haven't talked about like when you ask yourself on something, does it forbid all future items? Right? But yes, if that was true, then you're right, that would be like a nafkamina here. But even as a construct, I think we can understand at least in some way that difference between removing myself, I cannot forbid myself from something that Hashem requires of me that you can't do. To usher all the items around or in the world that would allow me to fulfill that mitzvah, okay, you shouldn't do that, but you still have the power to do it. Right? You still have the power to do it. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying here, right? So that's a bias point, right? So that's Amar Abaye, Hada Amar Hana Sukkah Alai, Hada Amar Shua Shalo Ehene Mina Sukkah, right? So that's when that works to say I'm not going to get benefit from the idea, from the thing, fine. But the, and by the way, here, as opposed to Shua that I'm not going to get benefit from the Sukkah, I won't use the Sukkah, that you can't say. That's not going to work. Okay, fine. So Amar Rava. Mitzvahs lehanos anu. So I says, wait a second. That's not the right way to say this, right? Why? Because we have a rule. Mitzvahs lav lehanos anu. We have a rule. Right? Mitzvahs are not there for hana. Right? And that's why we've talked about in other cases where someone forbids, you know, something to you, right? That is theirs that can be used for a mitzvah. That could be mutter, right? To use because mitzvahs lav lehanos anu. It's not really hana. Fine. Okay. So ella the amar rava had the amar yeshivas sukkah alai. So just by the way, he just changed the language, right? He's just noting that the language wouldn't be hanas sukkah. That wouldn't be correct. It'd be a shua that I'm not going to sit in a sukkah, right? That's the difference. That's the language you'd use. Fine. Fine. So, but the bottom line is it's still the same concept, which is the distinction between the chefsa and the gavra. And to ask the chefsa, that works. To aser the chefsa. I'm not sure I'm saying this correctly. Because what did we say? We said did I say this backwards?
You're talking about Abaye Rava. Because Abaye, right?
No. I'm asking even further back. We right. said by neder.
Right.
Did I say the opposite? Because we said, shoot, we're running out of time here. But I'm not sure we get this correct. We said, how do I know she'ein nishban lavar ala mitzvos? You can't do that. Because lo yachel dvaro. It doesn't work. And we said, lo yachel ava mechuhu lechev se'shemayim. So ma'ishna neder dechsev ishki yodin neder la'ashem lo yachel dvaro. No, we said it correctly. The point is, lo yachal dvaro by neder, meaning that if I take...
By neder, lo yachal dvaro applies because you're contradicting the word of Hashem, right? So that's why you're...
But it's the chefsa,
it's the item.
So the shavua, in other words, it's like here, he quotes...
We said, just to be clear, we said that shavua, I'm not sure I'm saying this correctly, a shavua doesn't work.
Well, it's like...
lavor ala mitzvah.
Right.
I can't take a shavua to violate a mitzvah. Right. I can't do.
You can't take a shavua that says I'm not going to observe sukkah, but you could take a shavua, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah.
A neder is effective, right?
But a
neder is effective, but...
Is effective, but a shavua is not. The right. neder to say, all tefillin is aser to me, or the sukkah is aser to me, that I think the language here that the Gemara uses here, right, shavua is actually not specific, right, afterwards. But in Bayan Rava. But I'm saying, but the concept is still true, right? Meaning, I just want to make sure we said it correctly. The net, we said that by a neder, you can say, right? Einish bar nalam mitzvos, meaning I can't take a if I take a shvua to right. We say can't, I mean it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Take a shvua not to perform a mitzvah, that doesn't work. I can't do that. By a neder, if I take a neder not to use an item for a mitzvah, that does work, and now I can't use the item.
Right. I think it aligns, like if you think about the shvua is on the gavra.
No, correct.
Right, it's on the person, and therefore you can't.
It doesn't work when doesn't I do work it when I do that.
The shvua, but it does for neder, which is on the which because it's a little more indirect. It's on the chetza as opposed to the gavra.
So just to make it clear, when the Gemara makes the drushas, ma'ishna neder dechsev ish yidor neder l'Hashem lo yachel dvaro. Right, shvua nami haksev ohi shvua shvua l'Hashem lo yachel dvaro. So
that's talking about the shvua, right? That you can't. That's inconsistent with the mitzvos of what the Torah is, and that's why, right? That's why that doesn't take effect.
Right, we basically said that he can't violate his word, but he can violate Chefsei Shemayim. The Gemara says, Maishna Neder, where it says, Ki Yidor Neder L'Hashem Lo Yachel Dvaro. I think the Gemara just says it in a way that I feel is a little bit backwards, but maybe I'm wrong. I got confused, but I think it's still fine. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying, I don't understand. When it comes to neder, which we don't allow,
right.
It says lo yachel dvaro, and we don't care about lo yachel dvaro. But by shavua, it says oh yishavah shavua l'Hashem lo yachel dvaro, and that's what we have accepted. Right. Oh, right. You can't. You know. No. By shavua says lo yachel dvaro.
Isn't that
Maishnai Neder? No, it does make sense. It does make sense. The Gemara is saying, when it comes to Neder, what do you mean? By Neder, Lo Yachel Dvaro, it doesn't work. Right? You're actually not allowed to violate what you said, right? But by Shavua, it also says Lo Yachel Dvaro, and we allow you to violate what you said. It's fine. This is fine.
Is
this
just
fine.
Like very like yes. Maishnai Neder? Why are you saying that in Neder, why should that be effective if the Pasuk also says, Tichsev ki?
It's the same language in both. Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's okay. Sorry. I just wanted to make sure. What we said till now, I think is correct. Fine. But let's just finish up. So the Gemara now says, the Gemara says, what do you mean? You use, this is your proof? You know, from here? Maybe I could, you might think I take a shua to mevatel a mitzvah. Right? Velo bitel. That person took a shua that they can't violate, you know, fulfill a mitzvah, and they didn't. Right? That doesn't work. Right? I would maybe think you're going to be chayev. Tamalomar lehara o lehetiv ma tava rishos af hara rishos. So the Gemara says this pasuk lehara lehetiv tells me that just like when I right do something, I think it's a shua to do the right thing. That's only for divrei rishos. So same thing. Even if I make a shua to do the wrong thing, which is to violate a mitzvah. Also doesn't work because only to do the wrong thing only works on divrei rishus. If it's something that yatsa nishma levatel as a mitzvah v'lo bitel she'ein harishus b'yada, right, which is different by shua that I can't, I'm not able to do so. Fine. So this, but the point is, this should be the proof for the concept. Not liyachal varo. It should be from this concept. Okay. So answer the Gemara. No, chad kar lemiftrei mi korban shua v'chad lemiftrei min lav d'shua. So the answer to the Gemara. You're right. Those are both important sources. One is to pater a person from having to be a korban shvua, and one that's separated them from the actual losa say the shvua, and that's why you have both to tell me that in both cases, you know, both proofs, the idea that ein nishban ala mitzvah, you can't take a shvua not to fill a mitzvah. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week. Daf Yudzayin.